Mr. Zelenka, you said that your store has been vandalized like this before.
Oh, a few times, but that's part of doing business.
Mr. Zelenka, I don't think that it... What the heck?
Uh-oh. You spill something. Just plastic spilled milk, Sarged.
Keep forgetting you own a novelty shop.
Oh, yes. I like to keep several samples in my pocket. People always seem to enjoy being tricked.
Well, I have fun.
You know, this is our biggest selling item. It's less disgusting than plastic. Look, it's just as funny.
Mr. Zelenka, would you mind sitting down and going over again what happened in the shop this morning?
There isn't really very much to tell, Sergeant.
Well, tell me anyway.
Well, see, I was in the back of my store when I heard this loud crash. I walked out to the front. My window was broken and a brick knocked over my display of dribble glasses. That's all.
Excuse me. 12th precinct. What?
Hello? For you, sir. Just kidding. This is our phony phone. Always good for a big laugh.
Can we stop the tricks, please?
Sorry.
Yeah, a 50-50 mix of salmon, canapes, and rumaki. Oh, and look, make sure the shrimp gets there cold and fresh. I hate it when they're rubbery. No, look, I can't tell you how many squabs I need until the guest list is finalized. Yeah, I know you need time, but look, RSVPs are still coming in. Okay, look, I promise, I'll let you know by 6. Okay, bye. Caterers, just try and deal with them.
Oh. Having a party.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
That's nice.
Well, I mean, it's nothing special, you know, 35, 40 people. It's certainly good to have those hostages back, huh?
Yeah. Party for them.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Barn? This is Werner Zelenka. He owns a shop over on Christopher. It's Captain Miller.
Mr. Zelenka? Call me Bob. Bob.
Yeah, I was on my way to work, and I came across Mr. Zelenka sweeping up some glass on the sidewalk. Somebody had tossed a brick through his window this morning. And then they spray-painted something on his wall there. I couldn't read what it said.
Oh, just probably some kids. A new piece of glass, a little fresh paint, it'll be fine.
There also was a swastika painted on the wall.
Are you Jewish, Mr. Zelenka?
Bob. No, I'm not.
Well, anyway, I've asked him to look through some mug books. Maybe he'll spot somebody.
Okay. Well, that isn't really necessary, Captain.
It would really help us. Don't bother with that.
12th precinct, Captain Miller speaking. Okay, I'll have someone right over. Disturbance in a library on 6th Avenue, you and Harris.
Real funny.
Thank you. things like this, but under the circumstances, I felt I could make an exception.
I understand.
This is a disturbance?
Yes, Barton. This is Miss Louise Austin. She's the assistant librarian at the 6th Avenue branch.
I'm in charge of nonfiction.
She pulled out this .22 automatic from behind the checkout counter and started threatening several of the patrons.
They were chattering.
When they didn't stop talking, she fired a shot in the air.
Noise is the only thing these people understand.
So, by the time we got there, she was just herding people out of the library.
I finally had just had enough. People abusing books, never returning them on time. Vagrants sleeping all day in the reference room, using a dictionary for a pillow. Young people meeting in the stacks for romantic interludes, where they could just as easily read about it.
Miss Austin...
That's what I do.
Well, we're very sympathetic, Miss Austin, but I'm afraid we're going to have to book you anyway.
Will this take long? I have storytelling at 3:30.
Why don't you tell your story to Sergeant Harris?
Miss Austin, you want to take a seat right over here, please?
Are you Sergeant Harris Rollin?
Yeah.
We have your book.
Oh, do you?
Blood on the Badge, 364.12 in the crime section.
Well, look, I certainly hope people are bringing it back on time.
It's never left.
So if there's nothing else, I'll be going, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Zelenka, if you have any more trouble, will you let us know?
I certainly will, Sarge. But goodbye.
Goodbye.
Captain, the alarm just went off at Bob's Novelty on Christopher.
That's me.
It sure is. Look, Mr. Zelenka, I think you should wait right here, all right?
Dietrich, you and Wojo.
Mail, Graham. Came in with the usual mail. Grabbed my attention right away.
Thanks, Levitt.
Sir, manpower summaries.
Oh, thank you, Levitt.
Anything going down up here?
No, it's pretty quiet.
If I may say so, sir, you look very sharp today.
Thank you.
Try fishing for a compliment up here.
It's gonna be there.
Pardon me?
I'm just having a little get-together tomorrow night, and Ed's gonna be there.
Ed who?
Ed Koch.
The mayor?
Yeah.
Ed?
Well, remember, I met him when I worked on the inauguration detail? And since then, we've sort of tried to keep in touch.
Anybody else going to be there, I might know?
Oh, a few newspaper columnists, literary people, some studio honchos from out on the coast.
Sounds like an interesting evening.
I'm going to give a party for my police friends in April.
I'll keep it open.
So I hear you're having a party, Sarge.
So?
Just put this next to your hors d'oeuvres, sit back, and just wait for the laughs.
Okay, inside.
He's like you haven't done more to him.
Take it easy now. Take it easy. Barn? This stuff on Baruch. This Captain Miller.
When we got to Mr. Zelenka's store, Mr. Brew was putting a couple more swastikas on the wall. He admitted harassing Zelenka for the last 2 months.
Why?
He knows.
Barn, Mr. Brew is a gypsy. You know that word I told you I couldn't read? It's Romany. It means murderer.
What's going on?
According to Mr. Baruch, Mr. Zelenka is a war criminal.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He was at Birkenau.
Birkenau?
That's the concentration camp in Poland, built to handle the overflow from Auschwitz. There was a special section for gypsies.
I was brought there in 1943 with my father and brothers. 1,000 other gypsies were there already. Those who were strong enough were put into work details. We dug canals, we hauled stones from a rock quarry. 14 hours a day in the cold and snow. In October, there were 1,100 men and women in the work groups. By spring of 1944, 15 of us were left. Zelinka was in charge of our detail.
Is that true?
You want a piece of gum?
Why don't you stop that?
I escaped a month later while I was being transferred to another camp.
Mr. Zelinka, you want to have a seat? We're going to ask you to stay a while.
Captain, this is all very silly.
Just have a seat. Dietrich, you want a book, Mr. Veru?
No. Usually that's funny. Mr. Veru, would you have a seat over there, please?
Right there. Bart?
Yeah.
I've checked out Zelinka for priors. There's nothing here.
Okay.
And we also contacted the Justice Department. They're going to send somebody down.
Fine.
You don't mind that we did that?
No, not at all. I expected you to.
Well, it's usually you want us to take it slow, you know, and not go out of our jurisdiction, not get ahead of ourselves.
I would say that this situation warrants a certain flexibility.
We also called Poland.
They're going to get back to us.
Can I help you?
They told me downstairs you were holding a Miss Austin up here.
That's right.
I'm returning these.
Over here.
Miss Austin?
Yes?
It's me, Neil.
Who?
Neil. See, my library card.
Oh, Mr. Pomerantz. You really should have that laminated.
I went to the library this afternoon to check out some how-to books on auto repair and screenwriting. They told me I'd become a little upset. Started shooting at people.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Can I help you?
William Collins from the Justice Department Criminal Division, Special Office of Investigations.
I'm on.
I was told that you have a dispute here between a gypsy and a Nazi.
That's true. Wait, I'll get the captain.
So, who's who?
Collins, I'm Captain Miller.
Could you tell me exactly what the situation is, Captain?
Mr. Baru here, it appears, was an inmate of a place called Birkenau. Birkenau was a...
I've been there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Mr. Baru says that Mr. Zelinka has been there, too. Well, he participated in war crimes.
Is there anyone else in addition to Mr. Baru who's making the accusation?
There's no one else left to accuse him.
You have an office, Captain?
Certainly.
What about us?
Maybe just wait out here.
It's called Poland again.
Now, are you certain that what Mr. Baru is saying is the truth?
Well, he seems quite sincere.
It's not just a matter of sincerity, Captain. It's been 35 to 40 years since these incidents took place. Memory, perceptions become distorted.
I realize that.
What we need most of all is concrete and reliable evidence. Most importantly, we need corroboration. Otherwise, it is just one man's word against the gypsies.
Mr. Pomerantz, you certainly have eclectic taste in your reading matter. The Illustrated Guide to Good Posture, historical perspectives on the Danish monarchs, and Mike Douglas, my story.
I didn't read them.
What?
I don't read any of the books I take out.
Then why do you take so long to return them?
I only do that because I know that if I keep them out long enough, you'll send me one of your personal little notes threatening to revoke my privileges. I saved everyone.
I had no idea.
Haven't you ever wondered why I always sit in the reference room across from your desk, browsing through the out-of-town phone books?
I just assumed you had a lot of friends.
I don't.
Mr. Beru, this is my card, and I will be in contact with you to set up an appointment to take your deposition.
Thank you.
Mr. Zelenka, you, of course, will have the right to have an attorney present at the deposition and cross-examine Mr. Beru and any other witnesses. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Wait a minute. Why can't we deal with this right now?
Sergeant, we are still at the point of unsubstantiated allegations. When and if we obtain corroborating evidence, we will go to the district court and we will commence denaturalization proceedings, which, if successful, will be followed by a hearing before an immigration judge, and we will petition for the removal of Mr. Zelenka's alien resident status, culminating in his deportation to his native land.
Figure about a week for that?
Barney? Excuse me. Barney, I just got off the phone with the American Embassy in Warsaw.
That's my job.
Yeah. They contacted the Polish government archives. They do have camp records from Birkenau, including a staff roster which lists a Sergeant Zelenka W., who was stationed there through August of 1944 when the final liquidation of the camp was ordered. And approximately 4,000 gypsies were gassed.
You were there, weren't you? That's why you didn't want to come down here. That's why you keep playing those stupid jokes all the time, right?
I assume I'm free to go now, Captain.
Hey, there must be some explanation. There must be some reason why you did what you did.
I'm an old man who would just like to be left alone.
Well, you won't be. You gotta say something.
You're free to go, Mr. Zelenka.
What? We're not holding him?
This is not a criminal matter, Sergeant.
It isn't.
No, it is criminal when it gets to Poland. Here it is simply an immigration matter.
We have documented evidence now. We're talking about 4,000 people who were murdered.
Ryan, the caterer is on line two.
Huh?
Take the call.
Oh, Barney, let's take
the call. There's nothing more we can do.
Excuse me.
As I said...
Yeah.
Can I offer you a ride someplace, Mr. Zelenka?
It's Bob.
Okay, we can go now, Mr. Beru. I finished booking Mr. Beru. I'm going to check him for priors and take him down for pictures and prints.
I'm sorry.
You did what you could.
We're going.
There is one more thing I feel I must say.
Certainly.
I have over 700 parking tickets.
It's okay.
Come on, Mr. Barn.
Yeah. Barn? Woj? You two free tomorrow night?
I think I can make it.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah, make that two more squabs.
Dietrich.
Make it three.
Well, I guess I really should be going now. The movie starts at 6:30. I'm an usher.
Oh.
I say shh a lot, too.
You know, I'll bet you look very impressive with your flashlight.
Suppose I do. So, what happens to you now?
Well, I believe I'm going to be transferred to another facility this evening, and then tomorrow morning I have to appear before the judge and have my bail set.
So, then you're free tomorrow night?
Did you have something in mind?
Well, that guy over there is giving a party.
Jimmy the Dynamite Eating Goat.